Okay, and Parshas Ekev was... In Parshas Ekev, we find what is commonly known as the second Parsha of Kriya Shema. Parsha of Ahayim Shamoa. And the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph of the Dvarim Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ahayim Shamoa Kishmo and Tosai Asher Nechim and Tzareh Samayom Le'avos Hashem Alokechem Le'avdo B'chol Le'avchem V'chol Nachshechem. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to all the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, which I'm commanding you, or Moshe's talking, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, Le'avdo, and to serve Him B'chol Le'avchem V'chol Nachshechem. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart and with all of your soul. That's what the Pasuk says. And if you do that, then the subsequent Pesukim say there'll be various brachas, there'll be rain, you'll have what to eat, and for yourselves, the animals. On the other hand, the Pesukim go on to say, and if you don't, so then there'll be bad consequences. So many of us are familiar with the drasha that the Gemara has in the beginning of Maseches Tainus, the first half of Maseches Tainus, of Tzav Aleph, the Gemara darshins this Pasuk, to say that the reference is to tefillah. The Gemara there is talking about how you know you have to ask for rain in the context of tefillah. That's the topic of the first parak of Maseches Tainus, first mission of Maseches Tainus, about the, putting the, if you want to begin saying the tefillah for rain and davening on Shmi Aseres and so on. Anyway, so the process of the Gemara there says, when we're all under the tefillah, towards the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph in Tainus, how do we know that you have to do it in tefillah? So the Gemara quotes the Tanya, we'll read the part that's relevant to us, Le'avo es Hashem alokechem le'avda b'chol le'vavchem, that's our pasuk, says the Gemara, Ezohi avoda shehi b'leiv, hevi omer zu tefillah. Right? What do you mean serve Hashem with all your heart? What does that mean? What does that imply? What does service of the heart mean? That's tefillah. And then the next pasuk speaks of rain, so that's the connection between rain and the request of rain and tefillah. Fine. But again, for our purposes, it's sufficient that the Gemara has this drasha that Avdo b'chol levavchem refers to Avodah Shebelev. Avodah Shebelev is tefillah. So we'll speak a little bit this evening about something relating to tefillah. The Rambam, as we know, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Hey, the fifth mitzvah in the Rambam's meaning on mitzvahs is we are commanded to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Uchvar nich fal tzivu zeh ta'amin. Several times this is repeated. Omar, for example, the Rambam says, it says back in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos, Perakov Gimel Pasuk, Hey, va'avadetem es Hashem alokechem, should serve Hashem. The Omar, the Pasuk, and next week said, in Re'ei, Perakov Gimel Pasuk, Hey, va'oso sa'avodu, serve Him. The Omar, and in last week said, in Parshas Eschanan, Dvarim Perakvar Pasuk Yudgimel, va'oso sa'avod. The Omar, and here in our Parsha, Parshas Ekev, it says, lo'avdo, lo'avdo v'chol avavchem. So the Rambam quotes that actually this concept of the service in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mentioned in a number of places in the Chumash, including the Pasuk in our parsha, the Parsha Zekah, the second parsha of Kriya Shma. The Afal Tzivu says that Tzivu Higam came with Tzivu HaKolim, because Rambam Shor Shavina Yeh Tzivu Yichud Shul Tzivu V'Tzivu V'Tzivu. Fine. Now the Rambam mentions that even though it's mentioned in other places, one point, that's a technical point about how we count something as a mitzvah, which is not our topic now, but the Rambam says that's the mitzvah of Tzivu. And it says, the lesson to pray, we'll see this to pray in a second, also the Avdu Zut Tfilah. So that's the mitzvah of Tfilah, the Rambam mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Mishnah Torah, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tfilah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam there has a little bit of a different formulation. There the Rambam says, Mitzvah Aseh L'Spalo B'chol Yom, the Mitzvah to Daven every day, Shenemar V'Avadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Parakov Gimel Pasuk Kafei. That's the only Pasuk that the Rambam quotes there in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Alach Aleph. Doesn't quote these other Pesukim. Then, Mipi HaShmua Lomdu Sh'Avoda Zuhi Tefillah. What does it mean, Avoda? Avoda means Tefillah. And then he quotes the Pasuk in our, said you hear, Shenemar L'Avda B'chol Levav, so the formulation is a little different. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is not saying that the Pasuk in our Sedra is a Tzivui to Davin. The Tzivui to Davin is found in the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. What does that mean? That is explained by our pasuk, by Chazal's dross on our pasuk. Ula avdo means v'chol levavchem, and what's avoda shebelev? That's tefillah. So the Rambam there in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and rather in the Mishnah Torah, a little bit different formulation. Also, he doesn't refer to any of the other pasukim, the pasuk in Re'eh, the pasuk in Eschana, the Rambam, in which he mentions the Sefer Mitzvahs, doesn't mention in the Hilchos Tefillah at all. Then the Rambam goes on to say, so first of all, this is the important point of the Shita Rambam, that tefillah on a daily basis is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, one of the tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam goes on to say, again, this is in the Hilchos Tefillah, Parakala Balachala, the ein minyan tefillah is mina Torah, the specific number of prayers you have to say every day, that's not mina Torah. The ein mishnah tefillah is those mina Torah. Certainly the text of davening is not mina Torah. The Torah doesn't formulate a particular text that you have to say. The ein lit, like sometimes, for example, by mikra bikurin, the Torah gives you the text. By vidin maisa, the Torah gives you the text. But for daily tefillah, the Torah doesn't give you any text. And the ein l'tfilah is non-kavua min haTorah. And the idea of having a fixed time, like we have down in the morning till this hour, and the afternoon from that hour to the other hour, and night, that's also not from the Torah. So the Rambam acknowledges that the structure of tefillah, in a certain sense, is d'rabbanan. The concept of davening every day, that's the raisa, the Rambam says. But how many tefillahs per day, and what those tefillahs consist of, and how, when during the course of the day you daven, that's not midah raisa. That's the famous shitas haRambam. Now, the Rambam didn't make this up himself, the idea that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is the source for tefillah. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, again it's also a side the comment, the Gemara in Bava Kamma is after Tzadi Beis on the base. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Tzadi Beis on the base quotes, again, it's in the middle of a side point about eating in the morning, so the Gemara says, Amar Lei, this is a discussion between Rav and Rabba Bar Murray. So it says, Amar Lei, At Amar Hosan Amin Rehocha, Vavaret Emeshe Shem Elokeichem, again, that's the Pasuk of Mishpatim, Vavaret Emeshe Elokeichem, Zu Kriya Shema Tzvila, Uverach Eslach Mechaz Mecha, Zu Pas Melech Yitzin Omayim, and so on. So the Gemara brings it in incidentally, but again, most likely that's the source of the Rambam, because there the Gemara in Bava Kamma quotes that Pasuk, Vavaret Emeshe Elokeichem, Pasuk of Mishpatim, as the source, mentions Kriya Shema as well. But not our topic now, but certainly that's the source for Tzvila. However, in, as we alluded to already before, in the Sifri, it is in fact the Pasuk of Ulaavdo B'chol Levavchem that's understood as the, shall we say, the master Pasuk that teaches Tefillah. In other words, again, I stress, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says that the Pasuk which really teaches you the requirement of Tefillah is the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Vavaret Emeshe Elokeichem. That's the teachers you have to daven. You need the Pasuk Ar said in the Joshua Chazal to say exactly that it's talking about daven. And Vadat and Lakechem, what does Vadat and Lakechem mean? It means Tefillah. But that's not the formula. And that perhaps is based on the Gemara Bava Kamma again, which quotes that Pasuk Mishpatim as a source. But the Sifri, here on this Pasuk, clearly, and I'll read it inside again, it's Sifri and Ekev, it's Pisca Mem Aleph towards the end. The Sifri says, Ula'avdo is a Talmud, that's important to note as a side point, that according to one opinion, Ula'avdo b'chol levavchem is referring to Talmud Torah. Then it says, Dover acher la'avdo zu tefillah. At Dover zu tefillah, eno el avodah, Talmud lomar, b'chol levavchem, b'chish avodah, t'leid ma Talmud lomar, b'chol levavchem zu tefillah. Okay, and he quotes various other riots. So the Sifrei seems to understand that that's la'avdo zu tefillah. The Sifrei is darshan the pasuk here in Parshakim, the second paragraph of Kriyashma, as the source. So, the Rambam, for whatever reason, went with the Gemara. The Gemara's indication is that it's the Pasuk of Vadat HaMelkechem that teaches you, and the Sifrei says otherwise. The Kesef Mishnah, in commenting on that Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Kesef Mishnah wonders, in Tomar, I quote the Sifrei, in Tomar, Lama lo kosa rabbeinu po, shen istavinu mitzvazum, and iksivu lo avdu b'chol avavchem. Why didn't indeed the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah quote like the Sifrei, the Pasuk of Avdu B'chol Avavchem? Okay, so he says, V'yesh lomar mishum de lo'avdo lav mitzvahi el asipur dvarim. Can we look at the Pasuk in context? Really, what is the Pasuk saying? We all know. V'hoya im shamo'at yishmua mitzvah sharenachim mitzvah sharenachim mitzvah eskamayom lo'avdo If, in other words, it's telling what's going to happen. The simple pshat in the pasuk here is that there's no tzivui in this pasuk. Right? The pasuk says, if you'll listen to my mitzvahs, and you'll love Hashem, and you'll serve in the b'chol avamchem, then, etc. So, that's what the Kesher Mishnah calls sipur dvarim alma. It's not really formulated, if you look carefully, in the pasuk here in Parshas Vayikra, it's not really formulated as a tzivui. It's saying, if you'll do X, Y, and Z, so then the result will be A, B, and C, right? So he says, it's sipur dvarim alma. Okay? In Shamoa Tishmu, Lamot Shavu, then Vinosati Mitarachan, and so on. In Tomar Das, Dasi Mitzvazum, Exiva, Oso Savo, okay, Sharim Mono Mitzvashishi, he says, Vosi, Bakri, Shom, Enacham, El Chadaminai Nokat. Yes, but there's another Pasuk, Oso Savo, which we mentioned, he does mention in the Sefer Mitzvahs. That's the Pasuk in last week's Sefer Mitzvahs. Chanan Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel says Va'osol Savos. So he does mention that in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Kesher Mishnah again wonders why doesn't he mention that here in the Mishnah Torah also. What about that Pasuk Va'osol Savos? So Kesher Denachanami, he could have mentioned that too. He picked one of them. So he could have mentioned that one as well. Right? And I would answer the one of Mishpatim comes first. I mean, the Rambam may have cited the earliest Pasuk in the Chumash, but the Mishpatim comes before Vashchanam, way before. So maybe that's the answer. So he says, you know, Chad Minay Nokat, so to speak, not such a, you know, such a big kasha. And he says, that's why it says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, for Nikpol Zerati, you'll probably have mentioned another time, okay? Or, he says, another answer he gives the original kasha is why did the Rambam again quote the Pasuk the way our Pasuk in Ekev as the source? So again, you can answer the same thing. Who said, Chad Minah Nokat there too? Now, in the Mishnah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes all these Pesukim. And you can argue that the Mishnah simply quotes the first Pasuk. But then he also says this in the Kesher Mishnah, that, as we mentioned before, there's actually a machlokas would appear, or two different ways to learn the Pasuk in our Sefer. It says, Allah Abdu B'chol Avavchem, first it says Talmud, then Dover Acher is a Tefillah, so perhaps Rambam sought to avoid, you know, where there's a dispute, where there's two different ways to learn it, so he avoided that Pasuk. That's what the Kesher Mishnah suggests. Okay, anyway, therefore we picked the Pasuk that's only talking about two, not anything else. Adkan, the words of the Kesher Mishnah. As an aside, and I forgot to bring, but you'll take my word for it, the Snag in Mitzvah will say Yud Tes, in his listing of the Mitzvah Yud Tes, does indeed quote the Pasuk here in Ekev, from the second parasha of Kriya Shema, Lo Duchol Avachem, as the source for the mitzvah of tefillah. What's interesting is,
yeah, could it be that there are different types of tefillah?
Okay, go ahead.
It's not that we form one entity.
Okay, well, we may come back to that point. Yes,
but the tefillah is that you have to, chiyu, the tefillah bishat tzara, the ruach.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we may come back to the point. What you're suggesting is that there are different types of tefillah. We may come back to the point. Okay.
We have that with that. Kabbanosis Avodah.
Kabbanosis Kol Avodah, yeah.
It's
tefillah, could I get Kabbanosis in there? Okay, good point. Okay, let's see. But anyway, I may come back to that point. There's another way to Kabbanosis as well. I forgot to bring it to you. Let's take that off. The Memphis is going to be volume 3, but I'm not sure.
Here we go.
Well, the question is the right volume. Maybe we'll get lucky. Yeah, good. Okay, sure. But that's the Smog does quote our Pasuk. What's interesting is, there is another Pasuk here in Parshas Ekev, which also could be used as a source. It's Perek Yud Pasuk Kof. Perek Yud Pasuk Kof. It's a famous Pasuk. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira Oso Savod. Now the Rambam does not bring that pasuk in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He also doesn't bring it in the Mishnah Torah. And curiously, the Mishnah never asks why doesn't he bring that pasuk. I don't have an answer. This being the Orer. Again, it's Perek Yud of Dvarim Pasuk earlier in our Sedra. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira Oso Savod. We saw the Mosid Brak Vishmol Tishaveya. So that's another possible source. I do mention it because the Sefer Achinuch here in our parsha in Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel, in fact, quotes that pasuk as the source of the Mitzvah Tefillah. Right? Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel La'avodas Hashem Shenamar Oso Savod. That's the pasuk Dvarim Perek Yud Pasuk Kof. So now we have among the Rishonim.
The pasuk says, "What I mean, Yeah.
Well, depends how you read the Pesach. It says Esnachtan also Savot. So, I don't know. Esnachtan Vapira, also Savot, the Mosidra. Okay, but that could be the Rambam, Enoch Rami. But I'm just showing you that among the Rishonim we find several different approaches. Again, the Rambam says the Iker Pesach is the Pesach in Parshas Mishpatim and Vatasim Vakechem. The Smag says it's the Pesach in the second Parsha of Krishma, Ula of the Chol of Avchem. The Sefer Chinuch, Mr. Tafan Gimel, quotes from Oso Savor. But in any event, so we have a number of different possibilities. I'll just point out, I brought with me the Sefer Paneach Raza, which is from the Balei HaTosus, Ala Torah. So, on the one of the Balei HaTosus, the Yitzhak Rizal Alevi. So, and that pasuk here in our study, the Perek Yud, pasuk Chof, also Savod, the Paneach Raza makes interesting comments, which indicates that he might agree. We'll see in a second. It's not necessarily Mukhok, that's what he holds, but I'll read what he says. You can judge for yourself. It says, as Hashem HaKecha Tira, what does that mean? Me'lavor Azharosov. In general, you have to fear Hashem and not violate the mitzvahs lo sase. But then he says, "Oso savod zu mitzvah sase." So, what does he mean by that? It could be that he means that he's like the chinuch. The oso savod, that's the mitzvah sase of tefillah. He doesn't say that it's tefillah, and it's not 100% muchach. That's what he holds necessarily, because he could be talking in general, which is the way the Chizkuni learns that same pasuk, Perek Yud pasuk Chof in our sedra. It says there, it's Hashem HaKecha Tira Shelo Lavo HaMitzvah Slo Sase, and it's more like you're saying it's a little bit, Oso Savo B'Mitzvah Sase Uvo Sidbach B'Lei. These are all different aspects of general service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Now there's Esrach HaMitzvah Tira, that's kind of a general Azor on all the Lavin. Oso Savo, that's a general instruction to do all the Mitzvah Sase. Uvo Sidbach is to have the right thoughts in your heart. So it's possible, you know, that the Paneach Raza, the Balei HaTosus, they agree with the Chizkuni. That's what he means. It doesn't say. He just says, Oso Savot Zu Mitzvah Sasei. The Chizkuni's lotion is, it's more like one sentence. Es Hashem HaKecha Tir Shol Lavo HaMitzvah Oso Sasei, Oso Savot Bin Mitzvah Sasei. It makes a big difference. By means of the Mitzvah Sasei. So maybe the Paneach Raza holds like the Chinuch, maybe it doesn't. But in any event, what you see from all of these Rishonim, really, is that they have a biblical, a Torah source for the mitzvah of tefillah. Again, as the Rambam stressed, the fact that we daven at specific times of day, the fact that we have a specific text for davening, the fact that, the fact that there's specific time of day, specific text, how many tefillahs and so on and so forth, so that we have from the Rabbanan. But the concept of tefillah is midoraisa. I'll just mention the Lecha Mishnah makes an interesting point just to round out this topic of the different psukim. The Lecha Mishnah says, well, the truth is, how do you know that you have a pasuk of La'av de B'chol of Avchem, right? It's a concept of tefillah. So once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year, once in your lifetime. I mean, where's the formulation? So the Lecha Mishnah says the following. He says, who quotes the Baal Kiryas Sefer, that's the Mabit in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer, on the Rambam, quotes the Latarik, Mishum Dukhsiv, Avadis, and Hashem, Ein Avodah Elafila, who be Sefer Dekra Omer, Uberach Eslach Mechav Esmei Mecha. That Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, again in the Beshmos Parakhav Gimel, Pasuk Kaf Hei, begins, Avadis and Elakechem. Then it says, Uberach Eslach Mechav Esmei Mecha, so says the Mabit, well, lechem and mayim, you need every day, the bread and water, right? The basics, that's every day. He says, lechem and mayim, tzarek l'chol yom. Im kena tfila gam kemi l'chol yom. L'masrat ha-shol shokachobo. You need to daven every day also. Memela, that's another explanation to why the Rambam Pass prefers. I give a Balabatis teret as the first one, the Chumash. But he has a more clever teret, and that is that if you read that pasuk, it's talking about daily needs. Bread and lechem and mayim are daily needs. So therefore, memela tfila is also daily. Now, what's interesting is, though, the taina, so to speak, that the Kesef Mishnah raised is an interesting taina. He says the pasuk of our parsha, which we mentioned before, again, in Parsha Ekev, it's our Parsha, now we have two Pesukim in our Parsha, but the one from the second paragraph of Kriyashma, which the Smag quotes as the source, and which I think most people, if you ask the average person, you know, hasn't thought about this too much, would be, well, what's the makor for tefillah in the Torah? Oh, love the b'chol avchem, ezer avodas v'leif, zuri tzur, gemara b'ginas tainas, the claim of the Kesef Mishnah, an interesting claim, namely that it's only sipur dvarim. Look at the pshat in the pasuk, it says, v'haya im shamo atishmu, so how do you say that's just sipur dvarim? So since I saw in the Sefer, there's a Sefer called Pardes Yosef, this is called Pardes Yosef HaChadosh. The original Pardes Yosef was written by Rabbi Yosef Patsanovsky, I think the early part of the 20th century. He only finished on Bereishis, Shmos, and Vayikra. It's a very interesting Sefer. Chassidus Ger HaChassid. I think, you know, he quotes always from the Ger Rebbe. But he quotes everything. You know, on every pasuk he has halachic comments and chassidus and all kinds of great ma'amakomas, including from certain publications, I don't think exist anymore and so on. So we only have it through by Yikra. So a contemporary Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, David Avraham Mandelbaum, took it upon himself. First of all, they reissued their first three volumes, you know, corrected the typos and so on, but then he finished in the same style in Bamidbar and Dvarim. Also quotes from all over the place. It's just expensive. Including quotes actually from quotes over Schechter a couple times in Nefesh HaRav. Really expand from different Torah journals from here, from there, from everybody. Anyway, it's interesting, I've mentioned the past. The original Pardes Yosef, we discussed this one. The original Pardes Yosef, from the Rishon Patsanovsky, has in the back a Haskama and some Ha'aris from Rav Kook. In my edition of Pardes Yosef and more modern edition of Pardes Yosef, there's two blank pages in the back. They cut out the... I went to the YU library once, I found an old edition, so I photocopied and taped it in. My edition at home. But the Haris of Cook, he speaks in very glowing terms. Okay, they chopped it out. Anyways, but this Reb David Mandelbaum and this Pardes Yosef HaChodosh makes it interesting. I mentioned because I certainly didn't know this Mar Mokom on my own, but he raises this question I just asked in the here in Parshas Ekev, it's Os Reish Hei. And here in the Parakud. So, let me just find it. Osreish Hay. So he says, Hare Kesef Mishnah, Tzodek Mod Lachor, the Kano Kain Sipur Dorm. The Kesef Mishnah is right. It's hard to use this pasuk as a mokor for tefillah. He says, Shuv this character, Bidiba Tos the Kiddush. He quotes the Tos and Kiddush, Tezvav Mralav, Dilmaso Kito. He quotes from Tosar. Rabbi Avraham Gars, Kishir Kisosho Yeimach, the Mahasa of Finim of Taras Khanim, quotes the Taras Khanim, Abba Sifrelo Darish, Midim Chitovlo Emach, the Ains that Siwa El Sipur Dorm Almo. He quotes 2 days in Tos the Kiddush regarding a drush also from a pasuk which seems to be also talking Sipur Dvarim. You know, you're talking about by an Eved that doesn't want to leave. Kitovlo Emach sounds like Sipur Dvarim. But one of the Balei Tos says, and it changed the Gisa because it's only Sipur Dvarim. He named Atsinu Kant, the Eshbei Shitas, E. Alfinim, the Kroz Avi Rak Sipur Dvarim Alma. The Mele says maybe it's a Machlokes Rishonim whether you can darshan from a pasuk which is only Sipur Dvarim. And maybe that he proposes that the same Machlokes. Okay, a little bit of Charitas. I just want to throw that in. But Yotzin calls there, at this point, is that according to quite a number of Rishonim, the makor for tefillah on a daily basis is some pasuk or another that teaches that tefillah is d'oraisa. As most of you know, Ramban disagrees with this entire premise. Ramban, in his Asogas to the Sefer Mitzvah, there in Mitzvah, I say, hey, Ramban has an Arichas where he feels that it's not the case that tefillah is d'oraisa. It's not the case that tefillah is d'oraisa. He says, Elavadim, I'll read in the middle. He brings Rias, but I'll read in the middle. Elavadai, kol inyan atfila, ena chova klal, aval humi, this chesed abori is brought, I know, sheshomei avona b'chol kain alav. It's a wonderful thing to daven. It's a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, that he hears our tefillahs. That's what it's about. Okay? The ikar akosavul of the b'chol of avchem. What about our pasuk of the b'chol of avchem? That's mitzvah sasei shetia kol avodoseinu lekel yisbar b'chol of avenu kama kavana ritzuya shleim. When we serve Hashem, it's a general pasuk. That's what davening. Whenever we serve Hashem, it should be la'avdo b'chol of avchem. We should mean it. We should do it full with kavana ritzuya shleim alishmo. Uve'ein hirara lo shenasa mitzvah lo kavana. We shouldn't do mitzvah without kavana and so on. So that's the take which the Ramban has. Again, he disagrees with the whole premise that the concept of tefillah is d'oraisa. Now, there's a very famous essay of Salavetz of Rocha, which is printed here in English in Reflections of the Rav. Rabbi Bezdin states in Volume 1, he mentions the following. I'll read it from these words here. It's page 79. There's an important difference between the Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam regarded prayer as a chiyuv min haTorah, right, as we explained, right? Maimonides regarded prayer as one of the fundamental principles of Judaism, according to fifth place in the Sefer HaMitzvot, like we mentioned before, fine. Nachmanides, however, Ramban did not acknowledge tefillah as a biblical required norm, and he reads what we just mentioned, it is a privilege to pray, and it is one of the merciful attributes of the Creator that he hears and responds whenever we call to him. The verse, and to serve him with all your heart, our apostle, refers to worship in general, not specifically to tefillah. It urges that our worship be sincere and wholeheartedly directed unto him. Fine. So therefore, what is tefillah? Tefillah is Rabbanan. Okay? And he brings many riyas, as we mentioned. However, the Rav notes that further on in the essay, the Rabbanan himself notes that there are some occasions where even though Rabban admits that the Torah mandates tefillah, namely, the pasuk in Parshas Baalos, the parakud pasuk, the chisavol mechama art, the pasuk that's rather, the chisavol mechama artzachem al atzaret, or eschem al esim achatzos, so this kind of mishal kechem, the he mitzvah al kol tzara v'tzara shetav al atzibur litzok lefon of the tefilo v'tshua. Okay, that when there is what we call an ace tzara, then the Ramban admits that in a particular mitzvah that the Zvol the Chatzotzos, which we once spoke about many years ago, Paz Baloso, what happened is Manazer. But anyway, then the Ramban admits that that's when there's an obligation to scream out and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a war, there's a famine, there's some other communal disaster breaking, so then there's a mitzvah to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As in the words of the Rav, that is a mitzvah. Okay, he wrote, I'll read that. It is a mitzvah to plead fervently with God through prayer and tshuva whenever the community is facing great distress. For it is a mitzvah to affirm in moments of distress, I believe that the Holy One listens to prayers and intervenes to grant aid. That's right. Yeah. Okay, alright. The way the Rav learned it is that seems that he feels that that's his opinion. That's his opinion. Now, what does he say? He says, the Rav's understanding is that performance is biblically mandatory only when one is under duress. It is not otherwise an obligatory daily mitzvah. See that the Rav, in a sharp approach, reconciled. The views of Maimonides and Nachmanides can reconcile. Both regarded prayer as meaningful only if it is derived from a sense of tzara. They differ in their understanding of the word. I mean, the Rambam regarded daily life itself as being existentially in straits, inducing in the sense of a person feelings of despair, a brooding sense of life's meaningless absurdity, lack of fulfillment. What the Rambam has a broad definition of tzara. Tzara is, every day is an ace tzara. I wake up in the morning, will I be able to walk today, will I be able to breathe, will my body function properly, will I have success in my work, will I have success with my children, right? And then, it's sometimes overwhelming. Rahman Al-Tzan, we know that people are depressed, clinically depressed, can't get out of bed. They're overwhelmed by their condition. The word tzara, the Rav says here, connotes more than external trouble. It suggests an emotional and intellectual condition which man sees himself as hopelessly trapped in a vast and personal universe, desolate without hope. That's mina meitzar karos yikoi, quotes the pasuk. And from here there's a requirement of tefillah. So tefillah, what's the Ramban's position? Ramban says, no, tzara means unusual ace tzara. There's a war, right? There's a famine. There's some disaster befalling the community, right? Not every day. So the Rav's insight is that really everybody, kuli amalo pligi, that the mechayev of tefillah is tzara. The question is, what is tzara? The Rambam holds that tzara is every day, and therefore he requires daraisa, prayer, tefillah every single day. Right? While Nachmanides dealt only with surface crisis, public distress, tzaras hatzibur, Maimonides regarded all of life as a depth crisis, a tzaras hayachid. Okay? Then he goes on to say that the difference is, right, the Ramban's crisis emerges out of the environment and usually appears suddenly. Right, it's something we see, and there's a sudden sense of suffering and pain, right? Whether it be poverty, illness, famine, war, death, strikes like a hurricane, right? However, the death sorrow of the Rambam is an inner, kind of personal, undefined crisis that is not readily manifest to the eye. You know, only certain people can even sense it and so on. That's the death crisis. Okay, so that's the Rav's famous, they have to sort of like align the Rambam and Ramban. Now, despite the fact that we said here, and we'll come back to something about this and make a suggestion, I don't know if it's correct, but there is another point to mention here. The way we presented it here, it sounds like most of the Rishonim, and we mentioned the Rambam, we mentioned Sefer Chinuch, we mentioned the Smag, all learn that Tefillah is Doraisa based on Psukim. Sounds like the Ramban is the minority view, but that's not the case. The Gemara, in Brachas, for example, the Gemara in Brachas on the top of Dav Chof Medveiz, Rashi seems to hold that Tefillah is the Rabbana. The Gemara there is commenting the Mishnah, third parak of Brachas, regarding the Chiyuv of women to daven. According to the Rambam, the davening is required daily, then it's not a mitzvah necessary Shazman Groma. The Rambam would hold that on a deraisa level, women are required to daven. That's the outgrowth of the Rambam's position, because the Rambam says not, remember what the Rambam said, on a deraisa level, there's no fixed time, there's no fixed number of prayers, right? No fixed thing, what you have to say. So it's not a mitzvah necessary Shazman Groma, it's a daily mitzvah, so women have to daven. So anyway, the Mishnah in the...
Tefillin is also a daily mitzvah.
Say it again?
Tefillin is also a daily mitzvah.
Tefillin is not Shabbos, though. There's no Shabbos.
So that's what method
is Shazman Groma? That, and also Laila Laz Mansum. So there are times where there's an exclusion. There is no day or no time where there's no chiyuv of tefillah. So Rashi writes here in Brochas, Uchav b'tefillah, the tefillah, this is the Dimas Uchav on top of the page in Rashi, the tefillah rachamihi, tefillah is a fundamental request of mercy, umidrabbananhi. That's midrabbana. Because the Mishnah mentions women are obligated in davening. Okay, the Rabbi Asher, the Rabbanan, obligated women in davening, right? The tiknua afu nashim l'chinuch tanim, right? And they instituted for the women as well. But that's the position of Rashi, is that it's in Rabbanan. That's how Tosa understands, Tosa's Dilamaskal B'tfila, also understands the Rashi that way. So again, the Ramban shouldn't be viewed as a Das Yach. It appears that that is also the position of Rashi. And in fact, the later poskim, there's a Mishnah Berurah here somewhere. Chelek Aleph. Sorry. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Vav of Aruch Chaim, we'll get it in a second. Sorry. The Mishnah Berurah there says that in fact, thank you. And in fact, we'll actually reach the Shulchan Aruch first, but just find the source, the Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Vav, in the Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Noshem Aruch Sha'afal Pishab Tur Mekriyashma, Chayav Mitzila Mitnei Shem Mitzas Asay Shalo Azman Groma. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there, Mogar Avram Tosh Masukot Beis, I'll read from the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Dalet, calls there Ladas HaRambam. That's true according to the Rambam. The Chaber is passing the Rambam. It's not a mitzvah Shazman Groma. Shirag Zmane Tfila Medivim Sofim. Avo Iker Mitzvah Tzulim Adaparah. Shenemar Ul'ovd B'chol Levavchem. Notice that he quotes that passage, which is not what the Rambam quoted. Right, the Rambam just quoted that as a backup to what I explained it before, but okay. Eza Vodesh Vilei, Havi Omer Zit Tfila. Halo She'en Lo Nusach Yidu Minatorah. V'yochel Ispal B'chol Nusach Shiyitza. Right, there's no fixed Nusach. Say whatever you like. Okay, now yeah, I may have to have, the Rambam later says you have to have three components, Sevach, Bakosh, and Odo, that's not for right now. But anyway, Uvachol Eishi Yitzik, not any moment you want, Uvishishvah, Pamachas, Verom, Alayla Yotza, Dechavas, and Atorah. Once a day or night, that's enough. Because among the Avraham, Shafizor, Zu, Nogu, Rov, Anoshim, Hanoshim, Shein, Ispal, Yuchas, Betmidus, between the Shachar and Erev, Shemaris, Miyav Boker, some of the Tila, Ezeb Akosha. That's all we rely on. In the morning, they say some form of Tina, some type of Tila. That's good enough. Okay, I don't go into the Noshim issue. Aval continues the Mishnah Berurah. Da'at HaRamban, She'ikar mitzvah Tila Medivay Sofer. Tila is only the Rabbanim. Shame on Shekles Agdola, Shetik be Yurchas Brochas, Alasedo, Ispalos, and Shachas, Minchel Kova, the Arbis Vishus, a different discussion. The Afal P, Shemitra, the Vishal from Zan Groma, but not Shemitra's become the Zan Groma, Afil, the Vishal from Gom Kiddush Rabbona. Again, another discussion after Afal Pichain, Chilu also until Shachas, and Minchel Kimo, and Oshim, Holo Tfil, Ibra Koshes Rachamim. Bechain Iker, Kichain Das, Rov Haposkin. The Shabura seems to imply that Rov Haposkin side with the Ramban. And we suggest it is Rashi, as that's what Rashi says. Also, he said that's the majority. Bechain Iker, Bechain Shagas Aryeh, okay, and therefore women should daven, and so on. So, the Shabura says that the opinion of Rov Haposkin is Taked Ramban's way, that the Chiyav Tefillah is only Midrabanan. Now, perhaps we can mention the following. There is a comment made by the Targum Yonason. I don't have it in front of me. The Targum Yonason is Shmos Perik Yurches Posachov, but right before the Aseres Hadibros. So when it says there that he's Hartoyas Hamas Aderech Yelchubo, that's the Posach, that's on my Pasha Yisrael. He's Hartoyas Hamas Aderech Yelchubo, that's a Masa Shayasun. You'll teach the people all the mitzvahs and so on. So the Targum Yonason there, the Rishami translation is Tefillah. You'll teach them about Tefillah also, which is Matshmashma Tefillah's Daraisa. So everyone wonders, what do you mean? It seems that Tefillah's on their bonnets. Now you have the Targum Yonason also says that Tefillah's Daraisa. Interestingly, Rashi himself makes, again, especially in light of what we said, Brochus, makes an astounding comment. Rashi says, in Tainis, on the Chof Ches on Aleph, the Gemara there, some people who learned up about Chof Ches on Aleph in Tainis, the Gemara there talks about the Anshei, based on the Mishnah, based on the Anshei Maimed. I don't know the Anshei Maimed. Anshei Maimed used to, certain days would fast, and they would say special tefillahs, including the Elah. The Elah used to be, we're accustomed to the Elah only from Kippur. But all fast days used to have the Elah. Okay? So, well, that's why some people have the preference on a tiny seaboard to daven mincha late, not to daven mincha gdola, 1:30, whatever. To daven mincha late, because it'll still be the substitute in the Elah. People, I didn't hear this directly, but I think that's what the Rav's preference was. They liked that. He wasn't necessarily mad, but always a daven mincha late after the, by Mechitana. But on Tainis Tzibur, like a daven late. I always wondered though, on Tisra it always bothered me because, what wins? That or Zvizim Magdimin, especially with the Mitzvah Tuin. So I don't know. But okay. Anyhow, the Mishnah mentions, the Mishnah is a long Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak of Tainis, it's a long Mishnah on Chav Vav Meralv, going over to Chav Vav Meralv. So it mentions that there were certain days that the Anshei Maimed did not say these certain tefillahs, some days they left out the extra tefillahs and so on. Anyway, it says, here's one of these Gemaras where the Gemara has a quote, but the Gemara's commenting on the Vechule. It says, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halal Ein Bo Maimed Vechule. The Gemara's comment is on the Vechule. The Mishnah mentions, well maybe we'll read it inside, on days when they had the Musaf, right, like it says Rosh Chodesh, something like that, and these special fasts ended, Elena, on those days, so it says on those days they would not call the bottom of Chav Vav Min Aleph. It says, just a second, it's on the middle, it says Kol Yom Tishbahalo Eiman B'Shachas Kav Musaf Ein Bin Ilah Korban Eitzim Ein Bin Mincha. Whenever they brought Korban Eitzim, special Korbanas at certain times, when they brought new batches of wood to the Beis HaMikdash, so they would not say the special Tfilas by Mincha, the Rebbe Kiva. Okay, Amar Ben Azza, Ben Azza answered, no, Kachar B'Shur Shona Kav Musaf Ein Bin Mincha Korban Eitzim Ein Bin Ilah. Okay, the days of Korban, they wouldn't say Ne'ilah. All right, so they would say it by Mincha, they wouldn't say it by Ne'ilah. So the Gemara asks, on Chof Ches Malaf, Ma Hefrish Ben Zelazeh, what's the difference? Well, why would the Yeh say it by Mincha, not by Ne'ilah? It says, Halalu Divrei Torah, V'Halalu Divrei Sofer. This is Midaraisa, that's only Midarabonan. Well, these were these pronouns, this and that. What's Daraisa, what's Darabonan? So the Chananel, Gershom have different ways of learning. Actually, a question of the Gershom and the Mishnah. But what's interesting to us now is Rashi. Halalu divrei Torah. Mincha, says Rashi. Why? Kedar minu brachas. Yitzchak avinu tikein. Tfilas mincha. Says Rashi, poshut. Tfilas mincha is daraisa. Like not saying mincha as opposed to shachris. Kashakas Avram. But according to Rashi, when it says this is the Raisan, that's the Rabbanan. Halal Divrei Torah, Halal Divrei Sofer. What's the halal? What's the this and the that? What are the pronouns? What's the antecedent of those pronouns? One is Mircha, one is Nila. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Gershom learned that way. But Rashi learns Halal Divrei Torah is Mircha. Kedar Mina Bracha is Yitzchak Avinu Tikein Tzilas Mircha. Shneur Ayetz Yitzchak Lusuch Asobet Knows Erev. Now in the Ela of the Divrei Sofer, in the Ela, there's no Mokar for in the Torah at all. So according to this Rashi, it sounds like Mincha is the Raisa. And again, I'm not...
You have to say, just because something is done by the Avos, doesn't mean that it's...
Very good. So right now. Okay, that's a big discussion. Okay, especially, again, this ties into a whole question of whether Lemeidin Mikodah Matan Torah or not. Okay, I was also going to publish an essay, and I said, one time I'll say it over if I didn't get it. Those who want to see, when they university published a Sefer Zikaron in memory of Rabbi Yosef Winevsky. The younger fellows may not remember Winevsky. He was a blind Talmud Chacham who hung around YU for many years. He was a big Talmud Chacham. People remember from the Rav Shia and time, and I used to have to bring him to speak at youth programs. So he passed away. So they published the Sefer Zikaron, a big fat blue book called Ksonis Yosef. So he was a... enjoyed the writings of Yosef Engel. So they asked people who were to contribute to this Torah journal, so they said, if you want, write something on a piece from Yosef Engel. So Yosef Engel, because Engel was a big, late 1800s, early 1900s, a big bucky, big Talmud Chacham, and so he wrote quite a number of different Sfarim. So one of his Sfarim, called Beis Ha'otzer, like the encyclopedia, only got to the beginning of it, but so he talks about, he has a whole essay on Ein Lameda Mikodah Matan Torah. And is that true? Do we ever learn a dinim before Matan Torah? What's the status of things before Matan Torah? So a basis based on his essay there, so I wrote the piece on this. Because there's a question of Girsa and Yerushalmi. It's one of you work on Yerushalmi, you know this, study Yerushalmi, you know that sometimes there's a Girsa and a Kotza or a Kotza. Right? There's one little change. Yeah, no, there's a low, there's a cane. So here it says, some version says, V'chein lemeidim mikodem Matan Torah. Yes, we can learn. The other gear says, Zakasha, V'chila Meidim Mikodem Matan Torah? Can you learn from before Matan Torah? So I not. So the little yud and the nun, you know, changes everything completely upside down. But anyway, so it's a valid ha'ara. And in fact, the whole discussion about Tfilas Avos Tiknum is, that's what my essay entitled, the Tfilas Avos Tiknum, and the question of Lameda Mikodem Matan Torah. So I'm going to go through all essay now, but to mention just a couple of things quickly because it's late. On this piece in the Gemara in Tainis, so the Achronim in the back are bothered because this question: what do you mean? What's going on here? Since when is? Forget about your issue of the Avos. That's besides that problem. Since when do we say that Tefila? Everyone holds Tefila is the right side. Again, the Rashi himself in Brachas seem to say not that way. So, just as a couple of sources. The Mitzvah Eson, which is printed, some editions they just come by, who's in the back now, they've redone everything differently anyways, but I can just find it here anywhere. I don't know, this whole floor arrangement is confusing. All right, doesn't always appear in the back of the same sefer. We'll look now. Maybe I'll get them this based on. But the Maris Chayes, the Tzirish Chayes, on that daf in Tainus, Chof Chesam days, Chof Chesam, I mean, reads like this. He says, Mirabein, I afal gav the kaimelon ein lemeidim dav mikodem matan Torah. Okay? I knew Shalmi, that knew Shalmi Mokot. I mentioned also quotes the Gemara Yuma that seems to say, Vanan Avram bin Nukim and Igmar. The Gemara said, we don't learn from Avram, you know. But not every Tosi Son has a different shot in that Sugi Yuma. Fine. But anyway, the Maris Chayes assumes that we don't learn from before Matan Torah. He says, because Ein Aleinu Chova Rak Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Levad. We do things based on what's told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bekomokom Kan, Kevon the Mefurish Betorah, Al Kolponim Chomer Le'inin Zeh She'ein Tzvich HaChizuk. Although it's not required as a chi of Daraisa, but nevertheless it has a different status. That's basically what he's saying. In other words, it's not required in the same way midoraisa. That's not what he means. Basically he's saying Rashi doesn't mean that it's required midoraisa, but it has certainly a greater a greater status than let's say Ne'ilah, which has no makor, nothing whatsoever in the Torah Shel Chazal. So maybe that's what he means. So that's one way you can reconcile it. I'm trying to find that. I find that Mitzvah Eson, but I have to skip it. But anyway,
who was Mitzvah Eson?
Here's one thing. Yeah, the Avram Maskelason, they call him. Okay. I don't know exactly. Rachonim.
Oh, Mitzvah Eson.
Mitzvah Eson, yeah.
He's of Katz, you know.
Which?
Of,
was that right? Oh, is it? Yeah? Okay.
Kind of great uncle.
Ah, okay, good. So anyway, I don't find it. All right, anyway. Megillah, everything else you do. Okay. Anyhow, all right, so different, but that's how the Achronim is sensitive to this question. Oh, here it is. It's spent in the back of the Chagiga. Naturally. All right. Anyway, he says, "Afo God the Kamaduk." The same thing. Commenting the more in Tanis Apochas. The Afo the Kamaduk. I mean, the Tefillah Hamidu Abanan. Yishlomah the Tefillah Hachal Legabe. Tefillah Zeila Chashu. Tefillah Zeila Kibra Tarid. They came and they took the Yitzchak Avinu. But how you who Mimemches Neviim? After all, Yitzchak was one of the Neviim, right? They listed in the Rashi and the Gilda of Yedalad and said, "Oh, and you can't have it Takkanos or Ketanos Neviim." Okay, and so therefore it has again at least not the Oraisa, but it's this middle set, the Kabbalah. You know, it has a higher status than a Stam de Rabbana. It's a totally different angle. The
one of
these, huh?
It's a Robert Tilat Mancha.
Right. The Gemara de Brachos above, yeah. So there is one other. Shagasaya also deals. Shagasaya in Tainus has a sefer called Tainus, and a couple other mishnayos have a sefer called Guras Ari. The Guras Ari, he says, no, it really means it's Doraisa. So we'll just end off. The Minchas Alozer, Munkacha, has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph. The Minchas Alozer Simon Sanach Gimel. At the end of the essay, kind of some incidental points, he says, "Gamma shakosa sham the Torah Nevi'im." That's the Maariv Chayes' work, but we read it from the Maariv Chayes in the Gemara. Maariv Chayes has another work called Torah Nevi'im. Lismoa aloshen Rashi b'tainus. He's matmi on Rashi's loshen b'tainus. The Ramas halod the Torah and so on. Anyway, he wants to argue that it is a Doraisa. Again, the Guru Sari says, no, it can't be, it's not what it means, and so on. But the Minchas Alos has a long, not such a long piece, he explains that it is Doraisa, that meant it's Doraisa, and he says even the Rambam holds it Doraisa, because although in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes Tefillah Keneged Karbonos Tiknum, and he mentioned earlier, Tosa Avoda, but in Hilchos Melachim, where the Rambam goes through the history of the development of mitzvahs, you know, there were certain mitzvahs that were given by Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and so on. So the Rambam there mentions Tefillah as a takon of Yitzchak. So it sounds like it's, you know, he's calling my mitzvahs that are Doraisa. So that's the Minchas Alos also assumes that he's talking literally, never mind, it really means a Doraisa. I don't know what he does with the fact that Rashi elsewhere said it's Rabbanan. It wouldn't bother me that he says Tefillah is Doraisa, because okay, so he agrees. The Rambam says it, and the Smag says it, and the Chinuch says it. So Rashi can also say it. The only thing is, we have the other Rashi, and he doesn't respond to that. But what I was thinking, and this will finish, is that maybe with the Rav's Yisod, you can explain all of this. Because the Kasha of the Targum Yonasan, for example, which we mentioned, says that it's Doraisa, otherwise it's Rabbanan. So maybe it depends which way you're looking. It really goes back to the point Yitzchak said before. What are we looking at here? It's maybe fundamentally, let's say, compare the Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan may say, yeah, in a certain sense, Tefillah is Doraisa, namely when there's the Eis Tzara. Whereas other times there's not an Eis Tzara, so it's not Doraisa. And maybe Rashi learns to take the Rav's point all the way. Maybe Rashi learns as follows. Mincha legabe Nila is a Doraisa versus Rabbanan. Why? Because what is the Eis Tzara according to the Rambam? The Eis Tzara according to the Rambam is the daily Eis Tzara. There is no additional Mechayev if there's a communal Eis Tzara. There's additional Mechayev Chatzotzos and Tainis. If you look in the beginning of Tainis, in Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph, the Rambam does mention that when there is a Tainis, you know, you're supposed to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you sound the Chatzotzos and so on, but I'm not sure if that necessarily implies that there's an additional or a new Chiyuv of Tefillah. Okay, you could argue that there is, but I'm not positive about that. In other words, one could argue, I'll read you the Lashon Rambam, you can judge for yourself. Okay, is it zakul and kribe? That's a different gather, as I'm trying to say. It's not tefillah, it's another thing altogether. The way the Rav explained the Ramban says that's tefillah. The Rambam says, no, tefillah is every day. Every day is an Eish Torah. When they have this unique Torah, war, a famine, you know, plague or something like that, so then you have a chiyuv of chatzotzos, you have a chiyuv of za'aka, but maybe that's not, that's like almost like a separate chiyuv. Memela, mincha, which is a daily thing, so that's the raisa, because that's a daily Eish Torah. Ne'ila, which is not daily, which is the special thing that these Anshei Mamad said, so that's not that's not a chiyuv tefillah. That's, you know, the formulation of Ne'ila, that's a din d'rabbanan, which Lagabe Ne'ila, which Lagabe Mincha is just not on the same level. Yes, an Eish Torah, there's a special Zaka, there's a special Chatzotzos, I acknowledge all of that. But in terms of tefillah per se, and according to the Rambam, the Mechayiv of tefillah is the daily Tzorah. This is Zaka, this is Chatzotzos, this is something different. So maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is holding like perhaps like the Rambam. So in a certain sense that the Rashi would agree, maybe like the Rashi in Brachas, in a certain sense Tefillah is the Rabbanon. Maybe there he's talking only about the Zmanim, and that's where the context of the Gemara in Brachas. But in principle, Rashi could agree with the Rambam, could agree that the daily requirement of calling out the Kodesh Baruch Hu Sar, that's the Rambam holds, that Rashi would also hold is Doraisa, Alo Divaytar, that's Doraisa, as opposed to Ne'ila, which is, as far as Tefillah is concerned, is only the Rabbanon. I mean, maybe fourth, I'm not sure. Again, you know, none of the Achronim that are quoted in this space, I don't know, Arz Chayas and the Gur Sari, and the Mechazal, all don't give this answer, so they may not give it for a reason. But I'm just suggesting that that we can apply the Rav, maybe we can have an auxiliary answer as to why they don't, to solve this mystery in Rashi. But in any case, although the Mishnah Berurah said that there's most of the poskim hold is only the Rabbanon, certainly there seem to be prominent authorities are hold that at least to some extent there is a deraisa in tefillah as well. Okay.
Women's tefillah then from mincha would be different than the tefillah brothers' tefillah? Because they